Hi, friends. Welcome. This is Christina May serving you with another slice of pie. Pie? Of course. A slice of pie is a sound bite to whet your appetite with something positive, inspirational, encouraging, and sometimes entertaining. On the previous episode of A Slice of Pie, I told you about the number one answer from my recorded voicemail challenges. This week, I share a sensory indulgence from Mrs. Berger's kindergarten reading circles. I found out what made my kindergarten heart beat strongest from those reading circles. Mrs. Berger would call us for story time and gather us on a circle painted on carpet squares on our classroom floor. Mrs. Berger created magical wonder when she read because she'd use distinctive voices for each character. She'd slowly turn pages and color that dark print with her animations. I watched how some of my classmates were mesmerized by her reading. Some looked around the classroom, while others fought to stay awake as they listened to her gentle, calming voice. When Mrs. Berger finished a book, she'd pass it around and ask us to pay close attention to the book jacket, page texture, and layout. She credited the author and illustrator as if she knew them personally. I remember how one of my classmates made fun of me because when it came time for me to look at the book, I held it to my nose. I smelled it in. I wanted to absorb every part of that book's aura. As a child, I spent hours playing librarian and teacher. My mom helped me turn our family book collection into a mini library. We made cardboard checkout cards and organized books according to genre and age appropriateness. I'd invite friends, neighbors, siblings to our basement library, encourage them to check out books. I remember the smell and sight of my ink-stained fingers from the handheld date stamp and black ink pad. Our basement also housed my classroom and reading circles. It was like my first version of homeschool. I'd play teacher, taught music, reading, and math classes. I'd read to my siblings and neighbors. And when there wasn't a live audience, my stuffed animals became my students. Mrs. Berger's kindergarten book circle became a square foundation for which I built my adult profession. My life work includes writing, reading, and teaching. And sometimes my insatiable curiosity leads people to tell me, "Christina, you ask too many questions." I promise I don't do so because I'm nosy. I simply crave to hear backstories and discover layers of each person. And if we meet each other, I'll ask about your hobbies and interests before I ask about your job. When someone leaves our world, in a sense, I feel like a library burns. That person had a history, biography, adventures to share. And I mourn when libraries shut down. Each story leaves something behind, and I'm grateful that our lives provide lessons and blessings. To me, heaven will be a place where I'm eternally surrounded with God's peace, music, books, authors, artists, animals, snacks with dark chocolate crunch, and hazelnut coffee. A heavenly sensory indulgence. So thank you, Mrs. Berger, and all people who taught me to read and develop appreciation for all life offers. That's the end of this story for now, and I hope you'll embrace the adventures from your book. This is Christina May, finishing a slice of pie. You can check out my life work and mission to spread sunshine one smile at a time when you visit my website at www.gueststarcoaching.com. And until next time, be kind to yourself. Be gentle with all creation. We're all practicing this minute for the first and last time ever. This is Christina May with a slice of pie.